You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on this Call Your Shot Friday. We want you guys to call your shots, 216-578-0850. Don't forget about OBM. Speaking of calling their shots, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team, it's unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Doesn't that make you feel cozy and warm, the security blanket?
Oh, yeah.
7 years worth. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Oh, no. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. People want to call their shots, they are able to do so. 216-570-7808-50, 216-578-0850. But it's time now to go around the league and make some picks. It's Zagura against Wilhelm in Pick Challenge. And we will start right now. Jacksonville at the Tennessee Titans. The Titans reeling after that game. Jake Locker questionable. Vegas says Tennessee by 4. I go first. I say the Jacksonville Jaguars get their first win of the season.
I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars as well.
Oh, you're just copying me once again, Wilhelm.
No, it is in ink. It is down. My picks are down.
History repeats itself, folks. There you go. No surprise there. Baltimore at Tampa Bay. Baltimore, 3.5-point favorite on the road. I'm going with Joe Flacco and the Ravens in this one, and they get the W.
I'm going to go with the Ravens as well. Superior football
team. Shocker, Wilhelm. Here we go as we continue to go around the league. Denver at the New York Jets. Rex Ryan, I'd say, on the hot seat. The Denver Broncos, 9.5-point road favorites over the Jets that seemingly have no firepower on offense. They have no corners on defense. And if you can't cover the pass against Peyton Manning, you certainly could struggle. I'm going to go out on a limb, though, and say the Denver Broncos.
I actually am going to go out on a bigger limb and say the Broncos win and cover.
Now, statistically, that's a rare cover when a home dog is that large, just an FYI. But I'll just say you're going to take the Denver Broncos, as will I. We're 3-for-3 on the same one. Last week, we only had two differences, and we split them. And that's how we ended up both at 12-2. It is a Call Your Shot Friday, though, so let's go to Boyd in Norwalk as we take our trip around the National Football League and get Boyd's call on the Browns and the Steelers. What's up, Boyd?
Hey, not a whole lot. Great Friday. Great to be a Browns fan.
Yes, right. It is.
Hey, I think the Browns are going to just hit it on all cylinders. They're at home. Ben Tate's first home game. He scores a pair. I look for the defense to get in the act, possibly score one. But I think the highlight of the game, Spencer Lanning gets his revenge and clotheslines Antonio Brown on the 50.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great? I can see Vincent Kennedy McMahon, God dang it, we've got to get Lanning on a clothesline on Antonio Brown. Make it happen. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. I would take 15 yards on that all day.
Do you think a punter, like, I wish we could ask Spencer Lanning, do you think he goes headhunting in a situation like this? Do you think he's the one who wants to make this tackle? Does he want to put a hit, a lick on Antonio Brown?
I don't think he goes headhunting. I think that he might throw some chump change in a young player or a vet like Tank. Hey, Tank, bro, dude, I got a G. If you go put a look in on
there are no bounties, Matt Wilhelm. Stop it right now. What do you even know? That's outlawed.
I'll take your wife to dinner, and we'll hit the casino if you go get a hit on Antonio Brown.
What about just like, because you're my boy? What about there's no like monetary things involved? What about like, yo, Matt, like if I went to you and I was like, dude, you're my boy, you know?
No doubt. You're not going to go. I'll say this. You're not going to go out of your way. But if he's conveniently there, you will come with some extra force. I'll say that.
Is this something you're going to keep your eye on to see?
Definitely. I think everybody takes a drink of their fluid during a punt or punt return. Everyone's going to be keyed into this one for sure.
Drink of their fluid. Their adult beverages.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Let's go to Mike now in a truck. Mike, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, heading towards Norwalk Trucker Land here. Hopefully, go Truckers.
Go Truckers. Be safe out there on the roads.
Oh, and I just got out of Cleveland there, heading west on 480.
And if you need to fill up, go to a Pilot Flying J travel station.
Hey, I am diehard pilot Flying J, even before Jimmy Haslam took over.
Get your shower on.
There we go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's got the shower power going on, drivers. Anything over 500 gallons, you get extra shower for the month.
That's right.
There you go.
I just wanted to call my shot and say that we're going to see Hittner this weekend, not Whitner. Hittner's going to show. He's going to shine. The defense is going to show up, play four quarters. I say we shut him down. I say offense scores 28, Pittsburgh scores 10.
Let's go. I love that. I would love to see it. And I think there is a sense right now that this is a Browns team that is building. And I think the Dante Whitner point is a great one. I know how important this game is to Dante Whitner. He told me ever since the day that he signed to come back here to Cleveland, he has had this game circled on his calendar, the home game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he just wants to come out and make an impact. And I think Dante Whitner's been solid. The tackles have been there, no question. But that one big Dante Whitner defining moment as a member of the Cleveland Browns, we have not yet seen it. I really believe we're going to see it on Sunday.
I do too, and I think, and I said, Dante Whitner is playing at the level that we expect of Dante Whitner. I think a few plays here there last week in Tennessee, he would get into the position and just break down trying to play, make the safe tackle. Maybe it's within the scheme, I don't know, but I just think Dante of pass was running through those guys and laying that wood, and we want that freelancing intimidator that we thought he was going to be coming here to play like it this week.
I think this is the game where he is going to lower the boom on somebody from the Steelers, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going back around the National Football League. Matt and I with our picks, Detroit at Minnesota. Detroit, 2-point favorites on the road. For Detroit, though, no Calvin Johnson, no Reggie Bush, and the return of Theodore.
Dun, dun, dun.
Theodore. The Minnesota Vikings behind Theodore Bridgewater. Boom, they're 2-0 with their rookie signal caller.
I've got the Vikings as well. I like them at home. And again, for those same reasons as you, no Johnson, no Bush.
Dude, I'm wearing a sweatshirt. You're wearing a sweatshirt. I mean, you need to just stop trying to do
better.
Everything that I'm doing. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what we're seeing right now. All right.
Why you're going first?
New England at Buffalo. I'm telling you, Belichick, they're back. We wrote them off a week ago. They rebounded with a beatdown on Cincinnati. It carries over. Now, Buffalo's always played them tough. Only 3-point favorites on the road, but New England, I think, gets the victory here.
I think, obviously, the Patriots are back. Brady is back. Belichick back. And, of course, we're going to, of course, root against the Bills because of that draft pick for us Browns fans.
So there it is. Carolina at Cincy. Carolina going on the road. They game through for me last week. 6.5-point underdogs on the road against Cincinnati team that will not have A.J. Green. It will not have Marvin Jones down to its third receiver. Will that be enough? And I'm going to say no. Carolina surprising upset here, and they get the don't even do it, man. Don't do it. I know you have them written down, so it's legit.
All right. I got to go with the Panthers, too.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This isn't even fun.
I wrote them down, folks. I'm not lying. But he's going first because I went first last week. I like the Panthers, too. I think they have a lot to prove. They're getting healthy. I think Jonathan Stewart's back as well. Cam Newton needs to show out in a big game on the road.
Green Bay at Miami. The Dolphins coming off of their bye week, a revenge game. Not revenge, but Joe Philbin, formerly with the Packers, probably wants to go ahead and make a statement against his former team. But I think Aaron Rodgers and company, just too much, and I go with the Pack.
Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack, go. San Diego at Oakland. Your former team will continue to be the hottest team in the league. By the way, kudos to Philip Rivers. NFL record 4 straight games with a quarterback rating over 120.
An AFC Player of the Month for the month of September.
I think he's playing as well as any quarterback in the league.
He definitely is, and I think his supporting cast, you know, it's Keenan Allen and Eddie Royal and Antonio Gates is playing some of his best football in probably the last 4 years.
And how about Darren Oliver, the undrafted free agent running back from Buffalo, who looks just like Darren Sproles and is just going bananas.
Talk about seizing an opportunity. That's that guy.
That is what he did. All right, here's one where maybe we'll get a differentiation. Chicago at Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons and the Chicago Bears. Chicago lost for you last week when he went out on a limb with them. I think Chicago wins this week. 3-point underdogs on the road against the Falcons.
I got the Falcons at home.
All right.
In
here
the
we
dome.
Go. There we go.
I think the Bears' defense is woeful, and I think Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, that offense rights the ship. They score a lot of points, beat the Bears.
I think the way to beat the Seahawks is to be physical with them, and I think the Dallas Cowboys have a great chance to be physical with the Seahawks. I think if this game was in Dallas, they would win. They will be closer than people think, but Seattle will win the game. Dallas at Seattle. Seattle, 8.5-point favorites at home against the boys.
Wow. I'll say, if I'm a betting man, I take the Cowboys and the points, but I just, again, this straight up, the 12th man is too strong. That defense is solid. They will not stop DeMarco Murray. They will limit him and Tony Romo, so I like the Seahawks at home.
Washington at Arizona. The Redskins looked better than I think people expected them to at home on Monday night against Seattle. They go on the road to take an Arizona team that will be down to its third quarterback, Logan Thomas, the rookie from Virginia Tech, expected to make the start as the head coach's father, Mike Pettine Sr., strolls through Berea here, looking ready for this game. Washington, Arizona. I'm going with the Skins.
You take the Skins, I'll take the Cardinals. Let's go. Let's create some separation here, brother.
I'm going to separate. It'll be wonderful. The New York Giants against the Philadelphia Eagles. Elijah red hot, and he keeps it rolling. The Giants beat the Eagles, 3-point underdogs on the road.
I like the Giants rolling, too. I like him to go on. Those road warriors this week are going to win some ball games.
And then finally, Monday Night Football, 49ers at the Rams. The Rams, 3.5-point home dogs. I've got the 49ers taking that one in emphatic fashion.
I do as well. 49ers at home. And to make one point, and I think this is, as we get back to Browns now, as we've taken our tour around the league, is I think games like this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers and legitimizing ourselves as a contender in the AFC North will bode well for us in the future to get those primetime games. I want to see Browns on Monday night. I want to see Browns on Sunday night. And I know the Dog Pound wants to see the Browns barking on primetime television, not the Rams. The Rams with Sam Bradford, I don't even like them with Bradford against the Niners on Monday night.
That's right, Armani Bryant, and certainly ended Sam Bradford's season. Nothing malicious about the hit, but that was the hit that did it in the preseason game. Yes, this is the kind of game where if the Browns win it, you're going to see them move into the top 16 in the power rankings on all the websites around the country. This is going to be the eye-opener. This is going to be, okay, it is a new era there in Cleveland. This is a must-have game for these Cleveland Browns. It's a big one. Everything is building the right way. I think the matchup for the Browns is excellent, and I think that the Browns will get the W, and we're going to give you a call our shots at the end of the show. But right now, Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer will join us in studio then at 2:30. The Kid avoided having to pay a blood debt. He is walking in right now to the Dog Bowl as well.
He must have closed that sale,
right? He did.
Right?
He closed that sale quickly. He'll be with us for a little Friday forecast at 2:30 here. Just 2 days away, Browns Steelers here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.